Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 9th, 2025, through Friday, June 13th, 2025. Monday, June 9th, 2025. North Carolina woman sentenced to 7 years imprisonment for wire fraud and money laundering in connection with embezzlement of funds from her employer. Rhonda Rochelle Candidate was sentenced on April 5, 2025, to 84 months imprisonment for wire fraud and money laundering arising from Candidate's scheme to embezzle funds from her employer between 2021 and 2022. According to Acting United States Attorney John C. Garganis, between March 2021 and July 2022, Candidate was employed as an accounting specialist at Henry Molded Products Company in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Between October 2021 and June 2022, Candidate entered false payment entries for former Henry Molded employees into Henry Molded's third-party payroll software, causing the software to issue direct deposit payments from Henry Molded's bank account to bank accounts controlled by Candidate in the name of the former employees. This fraud not only financially injured Henry Molded, but it also harmed the former employees by creating an overpayment for tax purposes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, June 10, 2025. Houston, Texas ISD official and contractor guilty in 9-year multi-million dollar fraud scheme. Brian Busby and Anthony Hutchinson were convicted of conspiracy, bribery, filing false tax returns, and witness tampering. Hutchinson was also convicted of 7 counts of wire fraud. Over the course of the trial, the jury heard testimony from over 50 witnesses regarding the 33 charged counts involving bribery, false invoicing schemes, witness tampering, and tax violations. 5 former HISD officials testified, all of whom received bribe payments. They described the pressure Busby put on them to provide Hutchinson's companies more work with HISD as well as larger projects following Hurricane Harvey. They recounted how they received tens of thousands of dollars over the course of 2017 and 2018 or longer. Detailed evidence also revealed the extensive invoicing fraud scheme Hutchinson perpetrated through his company, Southwest Wholesale. Since 2015, Southwest Wholesale had been the exclusive mowing and landscaping contractor for HISD. He consistently overbilled HISD over the course of years for a loss in excess of $6 million. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, June 11, 2025. Former Keolis Assistant Chief Engineer sentenced to more than 5 years in prison for defrauding Keolis Computer Services. John P. Pigsley, the former Assistant Chief Engineer of Facilities for Keolis Computer Services, Keolis, was sentenced in federal court in Boston for defrauding Keolis of over $8.5 million and for defrauding the IRS of over $2.6 million. Pigsley was sentenced to 70 months in prison, 3 years of supervised release, $8,580,311 restitution to Keolis, and $2,689,206 to the Internal Revenue Service, forfeiture of 3 real estate properties, and a $7,687,083.70 money judgment. In January 2025, Pigsley pleaded guilty to 5 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, 6 counts of tax evasion, 1 count of filing a false tax return, and 4 counts of structuring financial transactions to evade reporting requirements. Pigsley and his co-conspirator, John Rafferty, were charged in April 2023. Between July 2014 and November 2021, Pigsley and Rafferty defrauded Keolis of over $4 million through a false LJ Electric invoicing scheme. Specifically, Rafferty purchased vehicles, construction equipment, construction supplies, and other items for Pigsley, Pigman Group, and others, And Pigsley directed Rafferty to recover the cost of these items by submitting false and fraudulent LJ Electric invoices to Keolis. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, June 12, 2025. Executive Vice President of Insurance Brokerage pleads guilty in $133 million Affordable Care Act fraud scheme. Defud Isa pleaded guilty for his role in a scheme to submit fraudulent applications to enroll consumers in Affordable Care Act insurance plans, ACA plans, that were fully subsidized by the government. The purpose of the scheme was to obtain millions of dollars in commission payments from the insurance company that operated the ACA plans. The federal government paid at least $133,900,000 in subsidies for fraudulently enrolled individuals. According to court documents, Defud Isa, an executive vice president of an insurance brokerage firm, participated in a scheme to fraudulently enroll ineligible individuals into ACA plans that offered tax credits to eligible enrollees. These tax credits or subsidies could be paid by the federal government directly to insure plans as a payment toward the plan's monthly premium. The scheme involves submitting false and fraudulent applications for individuals whose income did not meet the minimum requirements to be eligible for the subsidies. Isa and his accomplices subsidized ACA plans to individual consumers and falsely inflated customers' incomes to obtain the federal subsidies. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, June 13, 2025. South Carolina man charged for multi-million dollar Medicare fraud and Ponzi schemes. Patrick Brighton Haar was charged with defrauding Medicare through a laboratory test scheme during the COVID-19 pandemic and with defrauding customers of his private charter jet company, Aerovante, Inc. As charged in the first indictment during the COVID-19 pandemic, Brighton Haar offered COVID-19 screening tests to nursing home patients across the country. Brighton Haar then allegedly fraudulently billed Medicare through his company, Provista Health, for expensive respiratory pathogen panel, RPP, tests for these patients. As alleged, these RPP tests were medically unnecessary, were never ordered by a treating physician as required, and many were never actually performed, including for patients who had died. Through Provista Health, Brighton Haar allegedly caused more than $15 million in fraudulent claims for RPP tests to be submitted to Medicare, for which Medicare paid more than $5 million. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.